SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a young elder and researcher welcomed the federal government's announced support for Birthing on Country project. The Prime Minister names former New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane as chair of the Climate Change Authority. And crossbench politicians to introduce legislation to make housing a human right in Australia. Federal government funding to support an Indigenous on Country birthing project has been welcomed by Yolngu elder and health researcher Associate Professor Elaine Lawarpa-Maipilama. The Jakamir Birthing on Country project in the remote Aboriginal community of Galwinko in the Northern Territory will receive $6 million to help boost long-term employment opportunities for local Indigenous midwives. The rate of preterm births is highest in Indigenous remote regions, where about one in five babies are born prematurely. The Assistant Minister for Indigenous Australians, Malandiri McCarthy, says birthing on country can result in a 50% reduction in preterm birth rates, which will help to achieve better health outcomes. Elaine Lawarpa-Maipilama says the funding will support the use of ancestral knowledge to help future generations of Yolngu women and babies thrive and flourish. A long-awaited Indigenous water ownership scheme has been launched in the Murray-Darling Basin. The Aboriginal Water Entitlements Program makes $100 million available to buy water in the basin with Aboriginal representatives to determine how the money is spent. An interim governance body has been set up by Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek so water entitlements can be purchased before a permanent body is established. The minister said on Saturday its directors and advisory group members were independently selected from First Nations groups in the basin. Victoria's Yurok Justice Commission was told in April native title covers 40% of Australian land, yet Indigenous people held rights to less than 1% of surface water. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced former New South Wales Treasurer and Liberal MP Matt Keane will chair the Climate Change Authority. The body is responsible for providing independent advice to government on climate change policy. Mr. Keane, seen as one of only a few coalition MPs to heed the warnings of a climate change emergency, will take over the role in August when current chair Grant King finishes up. Mr. Albanese says he's the perfect man for the job.
Mr. Keane understands the opportunity that the transition to clean energy represents for our nation. As a member of the New South Wales government, and he understands it as someone who has focused his working life on making a difference, not just today, but for the generations to come. And he also understands the folly that walking away from the renewables transition represents.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has challenged the government to repeal a ban on nuclear energy to expose Peter Dutton's shaky strategy for implementing nuclear power. The opposition leader has delivered a key energy pledge the coalition will bring to the next federal election, promising to build 7 nuclear plants across 5 states if they win. Peter Dutton claims they can complete the first reactor by 2037, which experts say is an unrealistic goal. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government has no intention of repealing a ban on nuclear power in Australia. But Senator Jackie Lambie says the government should open the door for Mr. Dutton's policy to expose the weakness of the proposal.
Quite frankly, if that's what he wants the nuclear power bit removed out of there, then I say go do it. Put it back on Dutton and let's see what he's made of. Because seriously, these are the same people that were in for 9 years, the coalition in for 9 years, that couldn't even handle low-level nuclear waste. They still could not, over 9 years, find somewhere to put that waste. And you think he's going to come out with his U-Butte nuclear bill? So you know what? Chuck the ball at him and say, here you go, mate, then. Sell it to Australia. Let's see what you've got.
Crossbench politicians will introduce legislation to make housing a human right in Australia. Under the bill, governments will be legally required to improve the country's housing supply against set targets and make properties more affordable. The bill would set up a National Housing Consumer Council to advocate on behalf of tenants and prospective buyers, whilst a separate office would be established to oversee progress on the housing strategy. Independent Senator David Pocock says addressing the housing crisis must be a top priority for politicians.
Housing is one of the biggest issues we face. And what I'm hearing from people is that they want this treated more as a human right, as something that enables our communities to function, that allows people to have a safe place to live, rather than as an investment vehicle and something that every party sort of comes with pretty ad hoc policy. We need an overarching plan, and this bill seeks to legislate a plan to ensure that the Commonwealth Government of the day has a 10-year plan.
The Greens say the government needs to consider introducing divestiture powers if it is serious about policing the supermarket industry. The government has accepted all recommendations of the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct Review and has now made a stronger grocery code mandatory for major supermarkets. The Israeli Defense Force says it is investigating after a video which shows a wounded Palestinian man strapped to the hood of a military jeep. Footage shared on social media and independently verified by Reuters shows a Palestinian resident of Jenin tied to an IDF vehicle during a raid in the occupied West Bank city on Saturday. Eyewitnesses interviewed by Reuters said the man, a student, was wounded during an arrest raid, and when his family asked for an ambulance, soldiers strapped him to the vehicle and drove off. In a statement, the Israeli military confirmed it was investigating, saying the conduct of the forces in the video violated military protocol and did not conform to the values of the IDF. Still in Israel, an Israeli airstrike on a United Nations aid center in Gaza City has killed at least 8 people, according to witnesses. Witnesses say the strike hit part of a vocational college run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, that is now providing aid and shelter to displaced families. The Israeli military defended the attack on the UN facility, saying it was targeting what it called terrorist infrastructure embedded in the aid center. However, as seen on Al Jazeera, a Palestinian man who witnessed the attack says all the people sheltering in the college are civilians.
All of us here are displaced civilians, some trying to get their hands on food, others searching for clean water. Without warning, Israeli warplanes fired missiles on us. This is an UNRWA center and it's supposed to be safe, but the Israelis have no regard to any limit.
Armed militants have attacked 2 Orthodox churches, a synagogue and a traffic police post in 2 cities in Russia's southern Republic of Dagestan, killing at least 15 police officers and a priest. Russian news agencies have also reported civilian casualties as a result of the attacks. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee described the attacks in the predominantly Muslim region as terrorist acts. Dagestan's Ministry of Internal Affairs says 2 militants were eliminated and a search is underway for the rest. Mayor of Dagestan capital city Makarchakla, Yusup Umanovov, says any goal of stoking fear or conflict in the region will not succeed.
Once again, let me emphasize that there are destructive forces interested in destabilizing the situation in our region. This is not the first time we are facing such a challenge. No matter what goals the persons who have committed this inhuman act have set before them, they will not succeed in pushing our people into conflict or intimidating them. Their actions show that they and those who stand behind them hold nothing sacred.
And to sport in NRL South Sydney, Fia Campbell-Graham may not play at all in 2024 as the star centre struggles to return from his pre-season sternum surgery. Graham underwent surgery in February to try and heal his problematic sternum after it had been a lingering problem throughout 2023. It had initially been expected Graham would miss the first half of the NRL season before his return date was revised to round 18. But the 25-year-old is still yet to resume training with Rabbitohs teammates, and the club now believes he may not return at all this year. As things stand, it is possible the Rabbitohs would only consider bringing him back if they remain a finals hope late in the season. And now having a look at the weather around the country: Broome, sunny 19, Perth, partly cloudy 18, Adelaide, showers 14, Melbourne, partly cloudy 13, Hobart, also partly cloudy and 13 degrees, Albury Wodonga, mostly cloudy 12, Canberra, similar forecast 12 degrees, Wollongong, mostly sunny 17, Sydney, similar conditions 18, Newcastle, much the same 18, Brisbane, partly cloudy 22, Townsville, sunny 24, Cairns, also partly cloudy 27, Alice Springs, sunny 19, Darwin, similar conditions 31, and the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly cloudy day and a top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.